She stepped out to greet us in her perfectly platinum pressed hair and a gold outfit that shone as bright as her smile. From the moment we met her in her Williamstown home in Victoria, Australia, we were charmed by Bette Kalman's gentle, pleasant presence. Golden girl and vegetarian elite Bette Kalman had recently made headlines around the world as the 83-year young great-grandmother who still instructs 11 yoga classes a week. Advanced yoga postures like balancing one's entire weight on two arms, otherwise known as the peacock, are a cinch to Mrs. Kalman. She tells us yoga and vegetarianism keep her renewed and vibrant. We could not agree more.
Well, it's kept me very fit. It was a good insurance policy on my part because I haven't had the things that other people have. I don't have flu injections, and I'm in amongst people with flu in the classes, and there's coughing in nearly every class. But no, I've never been sick. I've gone through all these years pretty good. Well, I think yoga keeps you as a sameness as you were. I don't really feel any different. And I've never felt any different. You know, the clothes I'm wearing probably I've worn for many years. It's just a matter of going on another year. And it's as I say, it's kept me very healthy. I've never had an antibiotic. I've never had drugs. I've never had any of these problems.
So, Betty, what do you feel when you do yoga?
I just feel good. I just feel complete. Doesn't matter how you walk into a yoga room, because we always finish with a relaxation, and that just gives you back everything, that relaxation, and you just feel so complete. I think I find every time I go to a yoga class, and I always go in pretty good too, but I come out better, always better.
Mm. And can you tell us about your diet now? You were saying that you don't eat that much at the moment.
No, I'm vegetarian now. I can go a long time without food, but I don't. I don't sleep a lot, so you're going to get your energy, food or sleep, don't you? And if I'm not sleepy, so I have to eat. I just might have a avocado or very plain food, lovely tomatoes, everything fresh.
So, Betty, can you tell us about the transition you went through becoming vegetarian when you did yoga?
It didn't happen overnight. It was just a transitory thing. I think when I got fitter and started to really feel good with a lot of energy and get up and go, I was always had pretty energy, but this time it was a different type. And I just didn't want the meat on the plate, and then I went through a stage where I didn't eat a lot for a few weeks, and then I was vegetarian.
And you meditate as well?
Yes, I do. I'm doing back to meditation every night. Don't miss it now. And I find that is just the icing on the cake. Keeps me sane and keeps me reasonable and close to God, and He helps me, and I just feel marvellous with it.
Your picture has gone into all the newspapers here in Australia and indeed around the world. You've had hundreds of calls, I understand.
Oh, it has been unbelievable. Quite funny at first, but serious at the end. I was losing the voice. And I say to people, look, I haven't got a lot of voice, but it still goes on. But yes, the phone never stopped.
Because you've got a class today.
I'm teaching today, yes. Yes, anyway. I used to have a microphone, which I don't now. I work, so I'm projecting the voice for the whole hour and 20 minutes, yes, at least. And I'm exercising at the same time. So it's quite a lot of put out of energy, but because I'm doing yoga, I'm recharging my energy all the time too.
You're saying that you feel quite active most of the time, and
I never stop.
No.
Yeah, racehorse.
Okay.
Double racehorse, Peter Pan. No, I never stop. I go day and night.
And you started back in the 1950s?
Yeah, a long time. It's a long time. Dates are a little bit hazy because we don't think about dates too often.
Mrs. Bette Kalman has been doing yoga for over five decades. She has instructed yoga in classes and on television for around 40 years. But only recently has she realised her age.
Oh, no, I never calculated the birthday, but often people asked, and more so as you get older, they ask. And I say, look, I was born in 26, you work it out. I never worked it out until I got here to the village. And they said, you're 80. Oh, I said, I can't be 80. I got a real shock. And I thought, this old Sheila showing the class mightn't be too good. But they all were fascinated with how old I was.
We are going to step away to do some stretches with Mrs. Bette Kalman. When we return after this brief message, we will learn how she began doing yoga when it was virtually unheard of in Australia. You are watching Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. Today we are visiting with Golden Girl Bette Kalman, the 83-year young yogini. Mrs. Kalman reminisces how yoga-like postures helped her in her early years, before she even knew what yoga was.
We were in the hotel industry and we worked hard, long days, from morning to night, was from say 7 till about 3 a.m. the next morning. And when you go upstairs, their legs were tired and I used to put myself upside down against the door. So I didn't really know what could happen with the headstand, but I knew it took the pain out of my legs, the tiredness, the heaviness, and the legs felt good so for the next day. So that was really started me on the path.
So, Betty, tell me about the traditional yoga that you started off doing all those years ago.
The starting one really is Hatha yoga, the yoga of the physical body. And I started that with this Michael Volan, and he taught from the mouth, and that's how we accepted the instruction. There was no notes, there was nothing that you could read about yoga. And, of course, we thought this was wonderful, and I still do it as he taught us. And I find that the traditional posture is the stronger posture, and that's how he taught us, because there was no books, there was no notes, there was nothing on yoga. We were taught 84 traditional postures, and from that 84, there's probably 84,000 variations. And the variations are given to us, but nothing's as strong as the posture. There's probably 28 postures that they say are the most important postures. And shoulder stand, because it's completely upside down, so the head's on the floor and the feet are up, and it just makes you feel so good because it works. The pressure is to the throat, to the thyroid, the parathyroid glands, which bucks all other glands in the body up, and it gives you energy, and it makes you feel light and free, this pose. That's a great favourite of mine. And then headstand's always been a very popular pose with me too. And we relax, we let the body go, and we breathe. Get up in 5 minutes like you've been there for 8 hours. We have about a 10-minute relaxation class, time in the class at the end. We have a short relaxation at the beginning because you've come in from outside, so we bring the everyday worries. We've got all our masks on. Gradually through the class, we drop the masks and we able to concentrate better. And then the relaxation wipes it all. But you would go home feeling better. Everybody feels better in the yoga class. That's why they still come. And there will always be a place for yoga because it helps us physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually. So it covers the four planes. People look after themselves physically today But what about the emotions? If that's not right, it can tear you down, can't it?
Betty, can you tell us about the thyroid and what actually happens when you do that upside down position?
Well, we were taught that the thyroid is the most important gland of the body and that it looks after the other glands and keeps the system firing. Energy, vitality, all comes from thyroid. And if that thyroid's sluggish, well, of course you're sluggish. Glands are most important to our health. Shoulder stand, when you take the body upside down, as I say, where the head normally is, the feet are, and because there's good pressure of that chin and chest pressing together, which stimulates the little thyroid and parathyroid. And so that helps everything to fire up in the body. And the body feels light upside down. Gravity's pulling in a different direction when we've got the legs up in the air. Mm. And you can feel it. And it's a good feeling. It's a real energizer, shoulder stand.
The ancient practice of yoga has found its roots in Mrs. Bet Kalman's family, inspiring her daughter and even her great-grandchild. In fact, when she relocated to Williamstown and thought she would be resting and slowing life down, her daughter Susan convinced her to fill in and teach a few yoga classes. Those few classes quickly became mainstays in Mrs. Kalman's life.
Susan has a lovely yoga centre in Douglas Parade, Williamstown. She's a beautiful teacher, very lovely teacher. Quite different to me, more mental, emotional probably, or just a different class. And then we've got a little fellow, he's a great-grandson to me, grandson to Susan. He does baby yoga. And it is such a joy to see this little 3 and a half do the yoga poses, but she makes it a fun thing. And here's these little ones, and they do the relaxation. Oh, they're like little angels. And the little yoga students walk out so serene. It's really beautiful.
Mrs. Bet Kalman is remarkable, to say the least. Throughout the years, she has written 3 books, including Yoga for Arthritis, and released numerous instructional videos. Her health and vitality have sustained believers that the human body is truly a miraculous creation if we nourish it well with plant-based foods and nurture it both spiritually and physically. She says, "I can do more now than I could 50 years ago. You are never too old. The body can stretch and stretch and get better all the time. Forget age." Thank you, the lovely Mrs. Bet Kalman, for sharing your time with us and being a living legend of well-being. And to our precious viewers, we welcome you to join us now for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May light, love, and laughter always illuminate your heart.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.